USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is holding a Rose Garden event on Friday to talk about national security and the humanitarian crisis on the southern border. He's expected to sign the new government spending legislation that doesn't give him the money he wanted for his border wall, so he plans to declare a national emergency to get the funding.
I think he has all the legal authority in the world to do this.
The president's decision was cheered by some and criticized by others.
You know, I've been very clear on my concerns about the president declaring this as an emergency.
Declaring a national emergency gives the president broad powers to seize property and redirect funds from a variety of other projects without congressional approval. It's a move normally reserved for natural disasters and would enable President Trump to direct the army to construct a border barrier. A court challenge is expected. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
California is at the heart of a weather system known as the Pineapple Express. That brings lots of rain, also snow and wind. Rising waters in a storm channel east of Los Angeles led to the rescue of 9 people and 3 dogs. One woman suffered a heart attack during the rescue and later died. Some 30 million people are under flood watches or warnings, with nearly 80 reports across the state of mud flows, much of which are in the burn scars from last year's wildfires. R. Kelly may be in legal trouble in Chicago. There's a reported video showing him having sex with a minor. Attorney Michael Avenatti says he turned over a 45-minute tape to Chicago authorities. He says the video shows Kelly performing sex acts with a young girl. An attorney for Kelly disputes the claims. He says law enforcement hasn't contacted them, and he says his client is entitled to a presumption of innocence. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
It's the anniversary of the deadly Parkland, Florida high school shooting. On Wednesday, a key House committee advanced a bill that would require background checks for every sale or transfer of a firearm. Florida Congressman Ted Deutch called for a moment of silence for lawmakers to honor the victims who died at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School.
What are your thoughts on the 17 who were killed, the 17 who were injured, the healing of the Parkland community, and the 40,000 lives lost to gun violence in every corner of this nation each year?
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis ordered that flags across the state fly at half-staff in memory of those who perished. The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits unexpectedly rose last week. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more details.
Suggesting some moderation in job growth, initial claims for unemployment benefits increased last week by about 4,000 to a seasonally adjusted 239,000, when most analysts were expecting a drop to around 225,000. The Labor Department says data for the prior week was also revised to show 1,000 more applications received than previously reported. However, at the same time, the government reported back on Tuesday that there were a record 7.3 million job openings in December. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.